Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 1,200 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to you.
Not knowing I'd lose some of my friends, but I would rather, I'd rather live right than in hell lift up my eyes. All God's people just stand, yeah. Tell somebody, say you stand. Dear Lord, stand for holiness,
for holiness,
yeah, and be counted among them
that shall
reign with him. Take a stand, not believing that I would lose some of my friends, but I would rather, see, I'd rather live right than be in hell and lift up my eyes. So all of God's people say, yeah. Turn to your neighbor and say, you stand. Stand for holiness, stand for righteousness, and be counted among them. Reign with him. Oh, 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 stand. Going up one more time. Oh, stand for holiness,
for righteousness,
and be counted among them that shall reign with you. Oh, all of God's people say, see, you gotta do it. You gotta do it now. You gotta do it now. All God's people say, oh. You stand.
Stay away.
come on home? Would you come home? Don't stay away. When you get this message, come on home. Say, don't stay away. And don't stay away. When you get this message, just come home today.
Throw away the troubles of this world and
that I'm the apple of your eye. And for loving me, you gave your very life. Oh Lord. See, Lord, sometimes my heart just wants to break for loving you. Blessed Jesus, you are my first love. There is no other love that can compare. Blessed Jesus, it is your holy love. It is your perfect love that draws us to you. Oh, blessed Jesus, you are blessing Jesus.
Blessing Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
There
is no other love.
Offering wherever you have your offering, please give a very powerful offering. Amen. Please lift up your offering wherever your offering is. Take it out and lift it high above your head. I'm waiting for the mass choir. Please take out your offering after you can find yourselves. Lift up your offering wherever you are high above your head. Father, we thank you for this blessed service. We thank you for the opportunity to give. Bless this offering that we are giving. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's welcome Justina. have powerful testimonies today. I want us to welcome Ebenezer Mate from UCC to give us his testimony. Please welcome Ebenezer.
Amen. I'm Ebenezer Mate from UCC, Assembly of Stars. I want to thank God for what he has done for me and thank God for the life of Bishop. I was a serious pornographer. I used to watch pornography all night. Throughout the night, I'll be watching pornography. Then, during last back, around June, July, I bought the Good Friday CD. And then I was listening to it. As I fell asleep, I dreamt. And in the dream, I was being set free. I was being rescued from the spirit of pornography. And by the grace of God, I can testify, I don't watch pornography again. And I'm saying that, thank you, Daddy, for your messages that you have given unto us. It has been a blessing. Amen.
Why don't you give the Lord a shout? Amen. This is a very powerful testimony. We have another one. I want us to welcome Kenneth Tepper to give us his testimony. Please give it up for Kenneth.
Thank you. Amen. You're welcome. You're welcome very much, Daddy, and I've missed you. My name is Kenneth Ekwe. I'm from First Love Gempa and Bad Stars. My testimony is about the prophecies of Daddy and how they are coming to pass in my life. During the wisdom services, when it started, during the 10 times better message, Daddy prophesied that our wisdom will be 10 times better than our contemporaries, and that people will call us wise. And to the glory of God, I was talking to someone and suggested that I'm wise, pan. And for a sanguine to be called wise, it can only be God. Amen. And my dad also now consults me for all of his businesses. At a point in time, his businesses were collapsing, but I just copied and pasted Daddy's counsel: go into real estate, don't go into farming. He wanted to go into farming actually, but I just copied and pasted what Daddy said, that poor countries go into farming. And I told him to go into real estate, and I also gave him the great wisdom of tithing. He only believed in offerings and sowing into the lives of men of God, but I told him that there's a special blessing of tithing too. And as he started giving his tithe, everything has come back, and I want to thank God and Daddy for such a wonderful message. Amen.
Put your hands together for the powerful test. Ushers, please bring the offering. We have our last testimony. I want us to welcome Eric to give us his testimony. Please let's welcome Eric.
Hallelujah. My name is Eric Mendie. I'm from Nigeria. I'm a film star. My testimony is a whole lot, but I'll just make it brief. Amen. When I was back home in Nigeria, I was into show business. I was a comedian by profession. Amen. Now, I was not the church type. I never liked going to church. I was born a Presbyterian. Church was boring to me. Because we go, we read hymns, come back. It was boring. So when I came to Ghana in 2010, I was staying at the hostel, JC Ward Hostel. Now, when I was there, several people were coming to invite me to church. But I never gave them any listening ears. But one day, Pastor Jiman came and he invited me to church. When I came, I sat at the back there. I just came. When Bishop came to preach, I remember he wore a black trouser and a Lacoste t-shirt. He had sprayed his hair. So I was, I was like, what kind of pastor has prayed this? So I was just sitting there. When he started teaching, I said to myself, something in me just, I want to teach like this man. I've never wanted to be a pastor before. But I just had that desire. That was all. And the next day, I joined the film star and I came to act. After the acting, I remember he called me and prayed for me. He laid hand on me and said, Father, let it not be so. Because of the role I played. I won't mention the role. Amen. So that was all. So during homecoming, Pastor Jiman called me to come and be a volunteer. So I went. The second day, I decided to go for the program. Bishop was preaching on the cross. Then he said, if you are here, you feel God has called you to go to the Bible school, I want you to come forward. I don't know how I came down from the second floor of the Kodesh balcony to the front. And he took a bottle of oil and was training. I said, if this oil touches you, God has called you. And a drop fell on me and something left me. I felt something leaving me. I felt very light. I was just following, went for the meeting after that. I was admitted into the Anakazo Bible Seminary. And by the grace of God, just last week Friday, I was graduated and appointed by the grace of God. And I want to say thank you, Bishop Dark, for your obedience to the call, which I've also found my call. Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. How many of you are blessed by the testimonies, blessed by the ministration? And finally, it's time for the word. Amen. I'm so excited, so glad to announce to you that our Father, our pastor is in the house. Make some noise as we welcome Bishop Daniel.
Let us pray. Father, thanks a million for this opportunity. What a blessing we have in your presence, in your house. Speak to our hearts. Everybody pray that God will speak to you. Pray about it, please. Pray that God will speak to you. Pray that God will open your eyes. Just as people are testifying that God changed their lives, that it is your turn to give a testimony soon of how your life is changed forever. Father, we are thanking you. We are praising you. Pray for the spirit of revelation. Revelation. Revelation means reveal. God should reveal things to you that you don't, that are hidden from you, hidden from your life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we are grateful for today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You may be seated. Wow. I'm excited to see you all again. We've been at Crusades preaching. And we are back by God's grace. So, Today I want to share with you the wisdom of a sheep. The wisdom of a sheep. Or the wisdom of sheep. Sheep are not really seen as wise creatures. They are seen as daft idiots that just follow the crowd. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But there are many, many great blessings for those who are sheep. So let us first of all, is it that you don't have chairs or space? Which one? Both. No chairs. No chairs. Okay, so those who are standing, arrange yourselves nicely, okay? And enjoy the service standing. Come in and arrange yourselves. Don't worry that you are standing. A lot of things are done standing. All right. Psalm 95. You will hear the word shepherd and you'll hear the word sheep in this church. Some people use it to even make fun of us. You know, shepherd, sheep. Are you a shepherd or a sheep? So you're going to hear that word in the church. Don't worry about it because it's a Bible word. Psalm 95 verse 1. Oh come, let us sing unto the... Can somebody turn off this fan? These ones. Please. It's making noise here. Oh come and let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Amen?
Amen.
Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Do you want to do that?
Yes.
For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. Wow. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his. He made it. His hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before our God, our Maker. Would you like to do that?
Yes.
For verse 7, Psalm 95, and we are reading the Bible. If you don't read the Bible in church, what is the point of coming to church? Amen. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation. And as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me and saw my work, 40 years long I was grieved with this generation. And I said, it is a people that do err or do make a mistake in their heart. They have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. God was angry with some people because they would not believe in him. And he was angry with them and he said, you are not going to have what I originally planned for you to have. But I want us to go back to verse 6. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For he is our God. Verse 7. And we are the people of his pasture. And the sheep of his hand, just the sheep of his hand. So he was advising the people, let's do this, let's do this. Look at verse 1, Psalm 95. When you go home today and ask, what did you learn in church? Psalm 95. Okay. Come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let's sing to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Let's come before his presence with thanksgiving. Always be thankful to God for what God is doing and God has done. Be thankful, not critical, not angry, not murmuring, not complaining. Bible says, be filled with the Spirit, giving thanks to God always for all things. So you are filled with the Holy Spirit when you give thanks. That's why he says, come, let's make a joyful noise. Let's come to God thanking him, always being thankful. When you criticize and you are angry, you are filled with evil spirits, and those spirits will destroy your life. Amen. Amen. So he says, come, God is great. Verse 3, a great king above all gods. Amen. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. Wow, the strength of the hills is his. The sea is his. He made it. His hands formed the dry land. One of the scariest places to see is the sea. It's a very frightening place. Black, vast. You see for miles, cannot see any land. And it's a very frightening place. But he made the seas. Another thing that is frightening to see are the mountains. There are things to see. Two things to see. Seas and mountains. When you see real mountains, snow-capped mountains, you will be afraid of God. God made them. The sea is his. His hands formed the dry land. Then verse 6. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let's kneel, you know. Let's koto. Is that how you say it? Let's koto. Is that how you say it? Yeah. Let's bow. Okay? Before the Lord. Why should we bow? Why should we give in? Why should we flow? Why? For he is our God. Verse 7. And we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. That's what we are. We are sheep, so we should bow. We should give in. Let us bow down. Let us kneel. Because we are nothing but sheep. Amen. Amen. That is why we should come. And that is why we should bow down. And that is why we should kneel. Because we are sheep. That's what we are. That's how God sees us. And that is how we must relate with him. And until you relate like a sheep with God and in the house of God, you almost don't experience Christianity the way you are supposed to experience it. It sort of bypasses you. Because all the things that you are supposed to experience and benefit from, because you are not sheep-like, or you are not like a sheep, or you don't behave like a sheep. Or how does a sheep? He says, come, let us bow down. Let's kneel down. Why? Because we are sheep. We are just sheep. There's nothing to you than to being a sheep. Amen. When you come to church, all other characteristics should go away. Amen. Take, for instance, snakes. You never find snakes in a group, usually. There are some snakes that can stay together underground. One of the reasons why suddenly you see one snake is that they are underground. They actually go down. And they actually don't go by sight. Most snakes are blind. You know? That's why you don't see the grass, a snake coming up to see who is around, then it goes back down. It's not like that. They don't need to see you. And that's why people rarely step on snakes, because they feel the vibrations and they move. They don't need to come up and see like a periscope in a submarine to see who is around. Then they go back, then they start moving again. It's not like that. All right? But snakes, rarely will you find them in a group. So those of you who say you are individualistic, huh? I walk alone. I don't blend with the group. I don't move together with anybody. You have to know that you are behaving like a snake, not like a sheep. And then, also, you see a man walking in a field with 17 sheep following him, or he's somehow leading them. Okay? But you never see a man walking in a field with 17 snakes. Have you seen that before? It's not common. Not that it's not common. You never see that. Every snake has its own mind. You meet them alone. In fact, the anaconda, as soon as it is born, becomes independent of its mother. It doesn't spend even 1 hour with the parent. It knows what to do when it is born. He knows everything from day one. He knows how to eat, how to kill, how to do everything, and doesn't need anybody. And the Bible does not say that we are the snakes of his river. We are the snakes of his Amazon river. No, we are the sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah. So, in the world, independence, having your own mind, knowing what to do by yourself, is something that people try to attain to, especially nations have tried to attain to independence, even when they can't. You see, it's about the ability to. If you take a baby in the mother's womb, all right, at a certain point, if you become independent of your mother, right, you'll die. Because it's the ability to be independent. Your lungs are not developed. Your brain is not developed. Your heart is not developed. Things that need developing are not developed. And you are forcing yourself to be separate. It's going to cause a big problem for you. So it's not about, it's about nothing else than the ability to be on your own and to lead yourself. Many of us do not have that ability, and God has decided to bless us with the blessing of the wisdom of a sheep. And if you can be wise and accept and adopt the mannerisms of a sheep, you are going to experience many things with those who are wise in their own conceits. Will never experience. I said they will never see it. And you see, because I've been around for some time. I've been a pastor in a church for 25 years plus. So I must have seen people from school all the way till now. I've seen it. All the way, being the pastor of the same people, we were all students. Most of the people that are with me, I officiated almost everybody's wedding. Yeah, almost everybody knew them in school and officiated their weddings when they finished school, right up till today. Most of the people that are around and close to me. Yeah. So you see people along a whole day. So we have had the privilege of seeing a lifetime. Because 25 years of your life is like a lifetime. So he says, come, let us worship. Let us bow down. Let us kneel. Worship, bow down, kneel. Koto. Let us worship. Let us bow down. Let us kneel. Why? Why should we bow down? You can't tell us what to do, hey? You can't just come from your country and say whatever you want to say. Yes. We have a right to manage or mismanage our own affairs. Now, turn with me to John. Wow. Are you there? John chapter 10. Verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Amen. I am the good shepherd. All right. So Jesus sees himself as a shepherd. And if he sees himself as a shepherd, we should see ourselves quickly as sheep. Amen. If he sees himself as a shepherd, you better see yourself as a sheep. And you better start behaving very much like a sheep. Lest your life ends up in the wrong place. Amen. Amen. You see, pride. You see somebody who has not anything. He doesn't have money, he doesn't have anything, but he's very proud. Yeah. I don't know where it comes from. I think it's in the air. I don't know whether it's something you breathe. Amen.
Amen.
Now, before I go into the great blessings and benefits of being a sheep, which are so many that I wouldn't even have time to do that today. But I just want to show you that some of us are not sheep. Yes. And today marks the end of that evil characteristic in your life. Amen. John chapter 10, verse 26. But ye believe not, because you are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. You don't believe. Do you see? You don't believe because you are not of my sheep. In other words, you are not my sheep. That's why you don't believe. You don't believe, therefore you are not my sheep. People who don't believe what is being preached and don't obey, you are not sheep. And you don't behave like sheep. Because as a shepherd is going this way, you've gone to Sabah Hall. When the shepherd is going to Legon Hall, or when he's going to Commonwealth Hall, you are at Sabah Okpoglo. Huh? So, one of the main characteristics of somebody who is not a sheep is that the person does not believe what is being preached, what is being said by the shepherd. Today marks the end of not believing things. Look, you cannot have all bad experiences in this world. There are so many bad experiences to have. What are some of the bad experiences you can have? You can have a bad marriage, a bad beloved. You can be sick. You can be a widow. You can be a widower. You can die earlier. You can die later. I mean, I don't know. You can be blind. You can be deaf. Armed robbers can catch you. You can be poor. I mean, there are so many. Are you going to say you are only learning by experience? That by the time you finish learning by experience, all your legs and arms are off. Your eyes are off. Your ears are, you are deaf and dumb. You are poor. You are a widow. You are a widow. I mean, your whole life is over because you are learning by experience. It is too impossible to live your life only after things are, you experience bad experience and say, I've now learned. I now see what you were saying. You were right all along. Forgive us for our foolishness. Bishop, we are sorry about this and that. No. How long will you live? How long will you live? Eh? So let us decide to be sheep. Lone sheep, they don't believe. Snakes, lizards, they will not follow. You will never see a man, lizards are following him. Snakes are following him. I mean, crocodiles are following him. It cannot happen. Are you a crocodile or you are a sheep? You believe not because you are not my sheep. You are not my sheep. You are not my sheep. You don't believe when I speak. When I preach, you don't believe. When I give my wisdom, you don't believe. You have decided that you, dear, you are learning by experience in this life. You cannot. And many of the things in this life, you're going to have to believe, not understand. Most of the things do you know how this plastic was formed? You don't understand or know, but you just use it. You just, by faith, it will not break. You sit on it. You use your phones, your iPads, your everything. Your TV. You just flow with it. You can't say, I'm going to learn how to make a TV before I make one and understand the physics involved. As I said to you, you are not my sheep. Number, the next point about what a sign that you are not a sheep is found in verse 27. My sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. So you are not a sheep when you don't hear my voice. You don't hear the voice of God. You are not a sheep to God, to Jesus. And if you are in this church and you are not hearing the voice of your shepherd, then you are not really a sheep. You are a sheep of somebody whose voice you are listening to. He said, my sheep hear my voice. Yeah. It's a expression. You are not my sheep. That's why you don't believe. I mean, he just told the Pharisees, you are not my sheep. That's why you don't believe. You are not my sheep. Yeah. It's out of context. Some of the things, if you are saying it to them, it's out of context. If you play something that I'm saying to my sheep and you play it to the world, it will sound like rubbish to them because they are not my sheep. They are not my sheep. So they don't have to listen to me. My sheep, they know my voice. They know, and they know that is my father's voice or that is my shepherd's voice. One day a man was watching shepherds who were taking their flocks to go and drink water by the river. What happened was that two shepherds came at the same time. And each shepherd had a large flock. When they got to the water, all the sheep ran together. They did it. This one sheep were here, this one sheep were. They all ran to the water and they all got mixed up. So the person who was watching was wondering how would they separate back into their flocks again and go the right, like each shepherd has a sheep. It was amazing. One of the shepherds went here and started singing. The sheep knew the voice. They just differentiated like that. This one came to this one. This one, this group went to the other one. They knew the voice of the shepherd. Yeah, straight. That's the voice I know. That's the voice I know because my sheep hear my voice. And that is why we are teaching you about the podcast. How many have podcasts that is working? Every time it's working. How many don't have it yet? But you want to have it. Raise your hand. Okay, so we'll do it again. Amen. But without the podcast and without hearing a certain voice, you are not sheep. And if you are not sheep, look, I'm just telling you this one in advance of the blessings of a sheep. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I will not be poor. Yeah. Many people who are in want, there's no shepherd. First blessing of having a shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not want. I shall not want. What is want? Any wanting possible. You cannot want it again. Today marks the end of wanting. Because it marks the beginning of being a real sheep. Yeah. Once you start to walk as a real sheep, you shall not want. Is it beloved? Is it money? Is it phone? Is it life? Is it marriage? Is it marriage? Is it the Lord is my shepherd. First one that I shall not want. And the Lord is my shepherd. You might as well change it to I am a sheep and therefore I shall not want. Anyway, this is just something for the later. Let's come back to the. That's the wisdom of being a sheep. You believe not, because you are not my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice. So you see now that you must be listening to messages. You must be listening to preaching a lot. Sometimes one particular message, you must, when you see the Holy Spirit is ministering to you through that message, you must listen to that particular message because the Holy Spirit is trying to tell you something. It's not about always listening like news, but it's about soaking in messages and preaching. And the voice which God has chosen for you is a blessed voice because it's the voice that will lead you to so many things. I shall not want. I will not be in need. Yeah. People don't know. That is why they want to be independent when they should not be independent. Ghana would be far richer and far more prosperous if we have not been independent in 1957. Far. Yes, by far. Remember, we were recently declared severely poor and what? Highly whatever. Severely poor and highly dependent, debted. Yeah. Yeah. That's why there are no trains in our nation. There are no trains. And airports. And running water. And electricity. After 58 years of managing our own things. But you may not know. And just think about this. It's not about politics or whether we should be dependent or independent, because we are already. There's something we can do about. But you, whether you should be independent, or dependent. That's what matters, because you see that when you create for yourself a certain independence when you shouldn't have it, you'll soon be without light in your life. You'll be without water. You'll be without trains. You'll be out without tickets. Without anything. Hey! My sheep, they hear my voice. And then I know them. Are you known? Some of you are mystery figures. You come and you go, nobody knows you. But today, God is showing you. He said, I know them. Don't be ashamed to be known. All the secrets of your life are because of shame and because of sin. Learn to come out of one of the most devastating effects of falling into sin, which is hiding, the compulsion to hide. You know, we have it naturally, a compulsion to hide. When people are healed of certain things, they always come and sit in the front. Oh, yes. When people are healed of certain things, they naturally come to the front. When they have certain problems, they naturally go to the back. Yeah. You see, Adam and Eve, the first thing that happened when he fell into sin was to hide. It's the first effect of evil. The presence of evil in somebody is his. You see, by the person's compulsion to hide and hide something. Yes. I must hide my life. I must hide. I mustn't talk about certain things. It's bad. It's evil. Even if you have a beloved, or even if you are interested in somebody, it's like it's wrong. You see, because it comes from the world and all the evils in the world. Many innocent things, to you, it's evil. But to a person who is pure, he doesn't know what you are worried about or what you are thinking about. It's a surprise. So the compulsion to hide is the sign of evil. Yes. And he says, I know them. The ones that are my sheep, I know them. So following is very important. You see, you can hear the voice, but you will not follow. You can hear, you will not follow. You can know or even be known, but you don't follow. It's something different. So follow. 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 Follow the way. Follow the shepherd. Yes. Try to follow. And God will help you. God will, so many good things will come into your life when you learn to follow. Look, for me, following the people that God has given above me has been the greatest blessing. Look, riches doesn't come from education. Riches doesn't come from going to school. Riches doesn't come from, there's certain things, they come just by being a sheep. Yeah. And learning to follow. But because we have our independence, and you see, what we are calling our own idea, actually, we are following somebody. Sometimes you learned it from some friends in school, and those are the people that you are following. Or you watch television and you see something, and you are following something. So actually, everybody is really following something. Some of you are following Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, and other stars, or people that are great to you. You are Akufo-Addo followers, or Mahama followers, or whatever. Yeah. You are following somebody. That's the reality. Everybody is following someone. So when you are not following your shepherd, you are actually following something that you don't even realize that you are following. Yeah. Maybe you are following your mother, or following your father, or following something. But you are following something. That is why you can't follow what the shepherd is leading you into. It's because actually you are following something. He says, I know them and they follow me. Look, go back to the verse before. I like that verse. I've never seen this verse before. It says, you believe me not, you believe it because you are not my sheep. That's all. You are not my sheep. That's why you don't believe that. You are not my sheep. And I've come to see a lot of people who are not sheep. You are not anybody's sheep. A person cannot say that you are his sheep. You don't believe. You don't believe. You don't know the voice. You don't follow. Believe means believe. I believe what you say. What you say is right. They don't obey. You don't believe. You don't obey. Yes. All your disasters in this life will come from not being a sheep. You can write it down. All. If you like, take these notes in 10 years' time. And check your current state disasters of your state in 10 years from now. You see that all your disasters and unhappiness come from not following and not being a sheep and not believing, not hearing the voice, not following. You will see, if you like, write it down. Keep your little books. You know, there are certain books I've kept for years. I had them when I was 27 years ago and I wrote things down. When you'll be amazed what you wrote. What you said, you will see that almost every sadness of your life comes from not following and not being a sheep. Now look at what's going to happen. Verse 28. And I give unto them eternal life. You see, when you follow your shepherd, you are going to start getting things. Things are going to be given to you. Yes, Jesus said, you follow me. You don't believe, you guys who are criticizing, making fun of me, it's because you don't believe me, you are not my sheep. You don't believe, you don't hear my voice, and you don't follow me. You are not my sheep, I know. But those who are my sheep, they follow me, and I give them, I'll give them eternal life, and they will never perish. See, these bad things that are happening to us, it will never happen to them because they are following me. You see, these people perishing, they will never perish. It will not happen. It will not happen. He said, they will never fail, and neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. You see that you become unpluckable. When something wants to even take you away, you see, when you've learned your shepherd, you see that even if the nicest brother comes from whichever church and wants to pluck you out of the church, you say, you know, I would have liked to marry you, but the way things are, my church, you know, is quite something to me, so I can't follow you to that place. It's true. It's true. When you really become a sheep, you see that nothing can pluck you. Even a handsome boy coming to pluck you, to take you to Presby, or take you to Methodist, or take you to International Dominion of Angels Church. Hey. You say, you tell a brother, look, I like you, but Charlie, it's not that easy to pluck me out. Yeah, you cannot pluck. Either you join or that may be your option. Oh, bye-bye. Yeah. I cannot follow you to that place. And he says, I'll give them. You say, I'll give them life. This eternal life is Zoe. It means a good life in the natural and every, as well as spiritual. Yes, that's Zoe. It's life in its fullness. And then they will never perish. You see those bad things that are happening? You see that one that's happening there? That's happening, that's happening, that's happening here. Because they follow me, that will not happen to them. Whatever will cause you to perish, you have escaped today. And for your information, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. You realize after some time that you are stuck. Stuck on you. Give the Lord a stuck shout, man. Wow. Yeah. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. That shall be your story. Amen. Are you excited about being a sheep? Ah, you see, so being a sheep, look at the advantages. I will give them eternal life. I'm going to give them a good life. I'm going to give them a better life. You see, like for instance, when it comes to marriage, people who are married for some years, they have a completely different understanding of marriage from those who are now coming. Oh yeah. They see things differently. And if you ask them what they would do or who they would marry after they've been married for years, you'll be surprised at what they would choose. Yes. And the basis of the choice. Yes. You'll be surprised at the quality they will be looking at. Whereas at another stage, you'll be looking at another quality. And the shepherd who has seen that boy swinging his car keys cannot take you further than the wedding and into some sadness. Yes. Because you know what it takes. That girl who looks so pretty, that is all. And it's not even real. Yes. Not everybody is compatible with everybody. That is why one of the main grounds for divorcing is incompatibility. So we are not compatible. Is it but you can't, when you are Christian, you can't use that. Because you after a few weeks, you say, you know, it looks like we are not compatible. Then you want to change. So we can't do that. So we don't, Christians don't use that as a basis. But a lot of people are not compatible. You are not compatible. But you may be beautiful, but you are not compatible. You may be very nice, but you are not compatible. It may be what you admire, but what you admire, you may not be compatible with that. Like you really admire, but you are not compatible. You are not suited. He said, I'll give him a help meet. Like suitable or compatible. The word meet is compatible or suitable. Some of you are completely not suitable. But you have gone for an unsuitable one. Yes. And the shepherd will can easily see. Some of them is so easy to see. Yes. Yeah, some of them is easy to see. Yeah, it's not compatible. No. Both of you are moody. Your house is going to be a moodiness center. Wow. Yeah. Are you still around? Yeah. I'm going to give them eternal life. And they will not perish. And no one can pluck them. You will notice that when you are not a sheep, you can easily leave. Like the slightest word of song.
Oh, this brother has proposed to me from another church. Not another church, I mean another place. He works at Stanbic International. I'll be going with him to South Africa. Wow. Easy for you to be plucked out of the church. The church just has to move a few doors away. Oh. There's one just behind my room, my window. I've been going there these days.
There's nothing to you. You are not a sheep. When you are a sheep, you are not easily plucked. The church will be wherever it is. You say, Chale, there is a voice I need to hear, and that is where I'm going. Now, finally, let's turn to Psalm 23. This one, I hope you got your dancing shoes. Hmm.
my shepherd. You can change that to I am now a sheep. Right into brackets, I am now a sheep. Yeah. When he said the Lord is my shepherd, it means I'm now a sheep. Or if you say, so and so is now my doctor, it means you are now his patient. Yeah. You get it? The Lord is my shepherd, or I am now a sheep of the Lord. Wow. And what is the first blessing? I shall not want. I predict that you will not be in need of anything in this life. In the name of Jesus. Yes. You shall not want. Ah! If it's an air conditioner you need in your room that is hot, I predict that you will never lack an air conditioner for the rest of your life. If it's a visa. You shall never be in need of a visa to anywhere. Nobody can deny you from today, I declare. Nobody can say no. A few days ago, a brother gave me a testimony. He said to me, you know, Bishop, sometimes when you are searching for your in your own life for things, it's so different. He said to me, I went to the American embassy and they asked me, what work do you do? He said, I am a pastor. They asked him, how long have you been about which church? What are you? He said, oh, this is my church, the Lighthouse Church. I'm a pastor. He said the document that he brought, like bank, this evidence, they didn't ask him for anything. And they stamped the passport. When he looked at it, 10 years multiple visa, 10 years. And he said to me, I've never been to America before. I've not been there before. I don't know why they just get 10 years. He said, I'm not even going to America. They've given me 10 years multiple visa. Yeah. You will never struggle for a visa as long as you live in the name of Jesus. Whatever needs to brighten your face so that certain questions will not be asked again, receive it in Jesus' name. Sit down. I'm prophesying to you out of my intestine, the belly. I'm telling you your future. I'm telling you your future in the name of Jesus. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Lying down speaks of rest. I see an easier life for you. Some of you have worked. A young person, you are almost old. Today marks the beginning of green pastures where you are going to rest and lie down. Amen. He leads me. You see, he makes me lie down in the midst of what I need. What does a sheep need for the rest of his life? Green pastures. So you are going to be resting. When you look on your right, it's green. When you look on your left, it's green. When you look behind, it's green. When you look in front, receive that green pasture for your life. Whatever you need, I declare that it has been given to you from today. You see, there are people who feel that being a doctor is what will make me lie down in green pastures. That is why some of them are giving testimony that they have got nurses apartment. And then that is the testimony of the breakthrough. God has moved. Hey! I declare you to be standing in green pastures from this moment. That is the blessing of a sheep. Wow. Then he leadeth me by the still water. Leadeth. He leadeth. I am led. I don't lead myself. He leads me. He leads. I don't lead myself. Those of you are independent leaders of yourself. Learn it. how, what is it mean to be a shepherd, a sheep? He leadeth me beside the still waters. I was actually brought there. I can't bring myself. What is the hope of a cow moving from Bogatanga to Accra? How can he find his way even from Tamale to Accra, or from Kintampo to Accra, or Techiman to Accra, or Kumasi to Accra, or Konongo to Accra, or Nkoko to Accra, or Suhum to Accra, or even in Sawam to Accra? What is the hope of a sheep who says, I'm going to Accra, I'm going to Tema Harbor, I'm going to see somebody, I'll be back? There is no hope. So in a sense, you can see that your life, there's no hope. Unless God is leading you. And today marks the beginning of a bright light in your life. He leadeth me. He leadeth me. He leadeth me. Oh, yes. Look, almost any good thing, and I can't say many of the good things for various reasons. Sit down, sit down. Most, many of the good things, I'll say it to you privately. But not. Huh? Counseling, yeah. Are you ready for your counseling? Hey! You will realize that almost everything that is good for you and good to experience, it doesn't come from your own efforts. When you look at your own efforts, what has it done for you? Is that like that? It's not really yielding much. Yeah. And believe it when you are young. Don't be a snake for some years. Then say, I'm going from snake metamorphosis into sheep. Now, if you are a beastly wife for some time, by the time you metamorphosize, the person's heart is broken and it's no more beating well with love. It doesn't be, it's been divided. The blood has spilled out. So the heart, when it's beat, boom, instead of it, boop, 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 it goes, boop, psh, boop, psh, boop, psh. It's leaking. It's leaking. Boop, psh, boop, psh, boop, psh, boop, psh, boop, psh. Yeah. In medicine, we have what we call murmurs. You can have a pan-systolic murmur when you have a incompetent mitral valve. Incompetent. You can have a pan-systolic. You see that the heart is leaking. Instead of boop, 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 it's leaking. That's what we listen to with the stethoscope. When we put it, boop, boop. Sometimes the heart starts to have clicks. All kinds of conditions. You have spoiled the person's heart. Yeah. It has taken so long for you to understand issues. So the heart is now easy. Sometimes they have two murmurs. You have now decided to change. The heart is spoiled. It's late. He leadeth me. Those of you whose noses are difficult to hold and pull. Eh? When they hold your nose, when they hold it, today marks the end of stubbornness. Stubbornness is going out of you. I like this. This psalm is a wonderful psalm. Hey! He leadeth me beside still waters. Then he restoreth my soul. Hey! You see, you can be 18, you've already lost a lot of things. Yes. You see, you may be 18 years old when you come to the church, but by then you've already lost certain things. Restoration is for after losses. Things that have been lost are only recovered by the help of the shepherd that God has given to you. I'm telling you. And this life, it consists of the things you are now going to get and the things you've already lost. Even at a young age, you lose. You can lose your virginity by 13. It's gone. You may have lost your virginity, but you've not lost your innocence. But maybe by the age of 16, you've lost your innocence. By 17, a number of evil spirits have entered, so your soul is even gone. Yes. Many, many things are lost. Happiness can be lost. You may learn certain things from certain films. You've now learned certain evils. And your soul is corrupted by a certain age. It's already spoiled. Or sometimes from your family, you learn maybe as a girl to quarrel. And like automatically you quarrel. Hey! So before you can even start your life, you've already lost the ability to even be peaceful. You are no more a peaceful person. Everything now, there's a bit. You are always quarreling. Hey! Yes. People learn to be thieves. When they are young, they learn to be thieves, to be liars. In your family, everybody lies. When you see your father coming, you lie. When he says, oh yes, I was there. So, we went. Oh, he's gone to work. Tell him I've gone when he's here. You learn lying, deception. You lose purity. You lose so much before you even come to Christ. You see some girls, they are virgins, but they are polluted. They have watched Nigerian movies. They have watched this soap operas. So their minds are not working correctly. Oh, Nala, beautiful. She challenged me. There is something in the brains and the soul that is off. It's off. Oh, Nala, virgin, but Chale, it's more than a star. A star in a film. True. Yeah. He restoreth my soul. God can bring you back. God can return you back to the original bed, like how it was before. I see God restoring you from everything that you have lost. He's a restorer. That's why when David's family was taken away, he asked, shall I follow them? He said, pursue, overtake, and recover all. He said, you shall pursue, you shall overtake, and you shall recover all. I see somebody here recovering all the things that have been taken away from your life in the name of Jesus Christ. People are doing business. Yeah, you have lost. Many of my lay pastors, they follow their own ideas. They did not become rich. Sometimes they lost a lot of things. But I prophesy, if you follow the shepherd, you will recover. You will have that word. He shall restore my soul. Restoration is your portion. Because you are a shepherd. A sheep. Amen. And shepherds. We are also sheep. Even though you are a shepherd. Wow. Next one. He leadeth me the path of righteousness. For his name's sake. Righteousness. You will also learn how to be holy. It's not easy to be holy. Not easy, but it's not easy to be good. How many have failed at being good? When you follow the shepherd, you see that the Thursday that you usually fornicate, you are now at a crusade. Or the Thursday that you usually fornicate, you are now at a carnival. Or at an all-night. That the Thursday, it happens on Thursday, but now Thursdays you are at a carnival. He leads me in the path of righteousness. Do you know that there are people, when God was leading them to the path of righteousness, they refused anything to do with their ministry. Today, some of them are not even good Christians. Some of them are thrown away. I don't want to know him. Christ. Some of them have go to prison, and when they're in prison, they convert to other religions. They were supposed to be pastors in Lighthouse. Now you hear them saying something. La, 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 then something. Hey. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I'm a sheep. When death, I see death, even death will not be able to overwhelm me. Even death. Unless you are led by the Lord, death can devastate you. It's the ultimate shock for people who don't know God. And all of us are going to experience death. Our parents, our friends, our loved ones. I mean, without a shepherd. One day, somebody's husband died. I was sitting by the head. Her husband had freshly died. And I put my hand around her. And then another person whose husband had died earlier, some couple of years earlier, came by. So I just told her, talk to this person. She will help you, show you how to overcome. So the older widow sat and advised this new one. Jesus, just join this situation. I thought she was going to quote scriptures. I was surprised at her advice. She said, the only advice I can give is, you see the hand that is holding you. She said, the hand that is holding you, that is the hand that will help you. That is what I can advise you. I put my hand around the new widow. I was expecting her to say, though I walk through the valley, some other verses, you know, powerful scriptures. Absent from the body is present with the Lord, and those type of wild scriptures. She didn't say any of it. She said, you see the hand that is holding. Then suddenly I became conscious of my hand. I wasn't of my hand. Suddenly became conscious of myself. The hand that is holding you, that hand is what will help you. That's all I can say. Wow. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort. A lot of things in life are not solved. You are comforted about it. He said, thy rod and thy staff, they solve it. No, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort. A lot of things cannot have solutions whilst on this side of eternity. Oh, yes. A lot of things have no solutions. I pray you not enter any marriage where it will be said there is no solution to your case. Hey! A lot of things in this world that you've come to have no solutions. Take it from me. But comfort, encouragement to keep on. Comforter by rod and I staff. Next verse 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Enemies will be there. And they will see and watch you prosper and be blessed. Yes. Lord, let them live long and see. Those who made fun of me in the church, in the ministry. Yes. They will see that in their very presence, you flourish and prosper. That will be the story and your testimony. It's your turn to give good testimonies. I sense that beginning from the next couple of weeks, people here who have never had anything good testimony, you hear people saying this and this and that. It is becoming your turn in the name of Jesus. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Hey, my cup runneth over. It means I have more than I can drink. More than my cup. Receive it in Jesus' name. You will have more cars than can be parked in your house. You will have more clothes than can fit into your suitcase. You will have more dresses than can fit into your wardrobes. You have more shoes than you can find a parking space. Receive cup running over. Cup running over. Cup running over. In Jesus' name. Surely, badness and unhappiness shall follow me. Surely, unhappiness and unfortunate things are going to follow me. Never stand somewhere and say, why is it that bad things are happening to me, only happening to me? No. Declare goodness, mercies are following me everywhere I go. Even when I close the door, they squeeze themselves under through the windows. They are squeezing their way through. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Hey! You will receive more money than can fit into your wallet. That's why you see that your wallet is small. My cup runneth over. My cup runneth over. The prophecy you believe, that is the prophecy that is going to happen. My cup runneth over, 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 over. Wow. I've experienced most of these. Yeah, but not from going to medical school. I would have been at Manprovi Polyclinic this afternoon. Consulting room one, consulting room two. Yeah. You have more than you need. Yeah. Yeah. Not by being wise, by being a sheep. He leadeth me. You are the next powerful person to be led into something good. Surely goodness and mercies shall follow me all in my youth, in my middle age. When I finally become an old man, goodness and mercy will follow me when I'm now old. What is the use of a beautiful wife when you are now old and you cannot even express yourself? You need goodness and mercy all the days of your life. The goodness and mercy are coming later. When things are no more working. What is the point? Goodness and mercy shall follow me at weekends. So that Monday to Friday, you are going to suffer and struggle. So that weekend, Jesus is going to bless you on Saturdays and Sundays. Goodness and mercy shall follow me on my birthday. Some of you, the only happy day of your life is your birthday. That's why you celebrate it over much up to midnight and beyond. It's like, Charlie, this is the only day that I will be celebrated. Or only day that something good or people will behave nicely to me. Because the goodness of men don't follow you all the days. They follow you only on your birthday. So you have maximized the birthday. Party, everything. You announce, tell so many people, it's my birthday, it's my birthday, it's my birthday. I decree that from today, whatever makes people not celebrate you on Mondays and Tuesdays is beginning to happen. Every day, you'll be celebrated. Every town I went to in South Africa, they celebrated me there. Yes, I was celebrated and welcomed by senior pastors, mayors of cities. Yes, came to welcome me. Yes, greeted me, gave speeches. I was celebrated in so many places. I was welcomed at airports with banners and people shouting and clapping. Yes, practically. It's not my birthday. My birthday is past. Whatever makes your only your birthday to be a day that is good, I cancel it in Jesus' name. Other days are going to be good days apart from your birthday. Soon you'll be saying, "Now I don't know what to do on my birthday because every day is a good day now." And I will dwell in the nightclub forever. Hey! I'll dwell in a house with a leaking roof forever. I'll dwell in the devil's house. House of demons. I will dwell in the house of the Lord. How long? Until I get a beloved. Until I marry. How long will you dwell in the house of the Lord? Forever! Whatever beloved is taking you away from the house of the Lord, I drive him away in the name of Jesus. Hey! You are dwelling in the house of the Lord forever. This is the portion of those who become sheep. Once you are as wise as a sheep, it's not by force. Humble. Our president is a president not because he forced himself to be the president. That's humbly stayed as making this, this, that, and he became. Those who are forcing, even thinking that it's their right, it's not easy for them. I'm telling you, they are still forcing. Yes. I'm just explaining to you, things are not by force. So. Surely, surely, or maybe, maybe, maybe goodness. Surely, it's not a chance. There's some small element of chance that it may be good or bad. I prophesy to you good things. Goodness. If you being evil know how to give good things to your children, do you think God will not have good things to give to those who follow him? He said, those that follow me will not perish. I'll give them everlasting life and they will never perish. And nothing can take them out of my hand. Yeah. That's good news for you. How many want to be a wise sheep? From today, anybody who is leading you into prideful independence, and say, I'm not going, are you going? I'm not going, are you going? Well, is it a sheep who is asking you that question? I'm not going, are you going? I'm not going, are you going for the meeting? What animal is asking you that question? I'm not going, are you going? It must be which kind of animal? A crocodile, anaconda, lizard? I'm not going, are you going? Hey! I'll be there. I'll be there. Nothing can pluck me out. Yeah. Every plucking hand, every plucking friend that's trying to pluck you out, I cut off the fingers. In Jesus' name. Hey! How many are expecting something good to follow you now? Yes. Forever. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You people, you've been having church sometimes only on Sundays. May I have church every day? Oh yes, that's the meaning of forever. Monday is crusade. Tuesday is crusade. Wednesday is crusade. There's no break. I'm in the house of the Lord every day. Some of you have to wait out till Sunday. Whatever reduces your coming to the house of the Lord to just weekend, I scrap it from your life in Jesus' name. You can enjoy the house of the Lord forever. All the days of your life. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Stand to your feet and give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when you walk with the Lord for some time, you only want him to speak to you. That's all. Just want to speak. Say, Lord, I'll do. You realize that it's what he says. Kenneth Hagin said when Jesus appeared to him, he told him, if you learn the art of hearing and how to follow the voice of the Spirit, you'll be a millionaire. He told him, you'll be rich. Yeah, you will be rich. And then you see, we are not preaching about riches, but if you read this, what is richer than the whole of Psalm 23 happening to you? You don't have to preach about riches. It's preach about following him. Yeah, following him. Amen. Amen. Lift your hands and become a sheep. Say, Lord, whatever is not sheep-like, whatever is stubborn, obstinate, difficult to hear, no, nothing can hold your nose and lead you. Whatever that thing is, take it out of my soul today. Make me soft, humble, gentle before you. Thank you, Lord, for the great blessing of your word. Jesus. Jesus. restores my soul. Restoration is happening practically. Replenishing, restoring, recovering. Hallelujah. How many of you realize that stubbornness is the reason why you cannot be a sheep? No, because when you even hold the nose, the way they pull it out, it cannot be. But you are becoming today. I see a knife cutting out a hardened heart. I see a knife scraping off the hard skin. I see a knife removing the difficult, stony attitudes. I see a knife taking it out. Taking it out. Taking it out. I see a knife cutting out the hardness. The hardness. The stubbornness. Receive the attitude of a sheep. Receive the humility of a sheep. Receive the wisdom of a sheep. Never again to walk in stubbornness. My God, I thank you, Father, for calling us and calling us sheep. You didn't call us any other animal. You called us sheep. We receive the ability to be sheep, real sheep, to be led. He lifted me by still waters. He lifted me in the path of righteousness. Thank you for making me leadable, 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 not advisable, leadable, leadable. Thank you. Thank you for this great blessing you give to us today. In Jesus' mighty name. Place your hand on your heart. Father, I pray for soft hearts. Soft hearts. Leadable hearts. Leadable hearts. Leadable hearts. My God, touch our stony heart. Make our heart soft, leadable, that we may see and enter into the blessings of sheep. Thank you, Jesus, for this blessing today. Lift your hand and thank God for hearing your prayer today. Oh, yes. Oh, Mashando Santala Matabala. Oh yes, oh yes, yes, yes. We give you thanks. Hallelujah. Father, thanks a million for the opportunity that you've given us today. We bless your holy name in Jesus' mighty name. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your Savior. Maybe somebody invited you to church. I don't know who you are. But until you give your life to Jesus, you are not a sheep. You are outside the fold. If you are here today, you want to give your life to God. You want to come to Jesus. I am going to pray with you if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ. If you are here like that, you want to give your life to Jesus. You want to be born again. Maybe you've lived like a devil. Only God knows you. But today you want to say, Jesus, take me, take me, take my life. I surrender all to you. If you are here like that, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to God today. Lift your right hand up high. Just your right hand. God bless you. Lift it up high. Your right hand. I see your hand. I see your hand. I see your hand. Lift it up high. God bless you. I see your hand. I see so many hands. Today is a day of conversion. A day of turning around, coming to the Savior. Today is a very important day in your life because it's a day of turning, 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 and coming to Him and becoming a sheep. If you've lifted your hands, if you've lifted your hand, I want you to do one more thing. Come from where you are standing. Come to me here. Come, just come. I'm standing here. Come all the way to me here. Come. Stand right here. Come, come. Let's stand here.
Jesus is calling. His grace will be.
waiting for you. Come, I'm waiting. Come. Wow. Come all the way. Look, if you lifted your hand and you know you belong here, just come. Let me pray with you quickly. It's a good opportunity. It's a good opportunity. Come to God. Come to Jesus. Come. 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 Listen. Look at me, everybody. I'm giving you a chance if you are here. Maybe you are a Christian, but not a serious Christian. You also want to give your life to God today. I'm a Christian, but not serious. But I want to be serious from today. Lift your hand like this also. And come. If you are here like that, and join them. I'm giving you 30 seconds to be here. 30 seconds. Come on. Come unto Jesus. Give him your life today. Come unto Jesus. Let him have his way. Come on. I'm a Christian, but I'm not serious. Come. Give him your life today. Come unto Jesus. Let him have his way. Come on. I'm a Christian. Step forward, step forward. I'm a Christian, but I'm not serious. Give him your life today. Come unto Jesus. Let him have his way. Lift your hands, all of you here. Say this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, I am sorry for my wicked ways. Today, I open my heart. I ask you, Lord, come into my heart. Change me. Everybody say, change me. Forgive me. Cleanse me with the blood of Jesus. Oh God, I confess my sins to you. Today, I am turning around. Say, I am turning around. I'm coming to God. I'm coming to the cross. Please forgive me. Please cleanse me. Please wash me with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Please save me today. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, I belong to God. From this moment, I give my heart to Jesus. And I'm serving Jesus Christ. Lift your two hands. Say, thank you, Lord, for saving me. My name is... Mention your name. My name is... Please write this name in the book of life. Please write this name in the book of life. I am registering today in the book of life. In Jesus' name. Now say after me, Satan.
Satan.
Listen very carefully. From today, I will not serve you again. Satan, from today, I will not obey you again. I belong to Jesus, and I will serve Jesus. Lift your hand and say, I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Now, all of you who have come to the front today, I need you to really follow Jesus very seriously. When you come to this church for some time, you hear people saying they were not Christians and when they came, they became real. Today is that day for you. Today you are becoming a genuine Christian. Really, you are turning around from the devil. You see, men are fools. Like we are, like me, I'm a fool. But God is not a fool. Like when I say we're a fool, like we don't know everything. So when you fool us, we are fooled. That's what I mean by we are fools. Like, you can fool us. Your parents, you can fool. How many have fooled your parents before? Yeah, you can fool them. You see that? You see that? Like, they are fools in a way. Because you fool them. But you cannot fool God. Do you get what I'm saying? God sees you so clearly. He sees you like an X-ray eyes. Yeah. So, today marks the turnarounds. Did you hear me when I say turnaround? No, everybody has a day in his life where nonsense comes to an end. And today marks the end of nonsense in your life in Jesus' name. No more nonsense from today. You are changing forever. Did you hear me when I say you are changing forever? I have members in my church, in this church, in our church, who used to be armed robbers. They are now Christians. People who used to be, if you can just think of bad things, we have them here. They have all changed. They are like angels now. I see you changing from a devil to an angel. Amen. So, today is the beginning of a great and happy new life in Christ. And now, I want you to take God very seriously. When I gave my life to Jesus, I began to take God very serious. Like I wasn't joking anymore. Now, at first I was joking. By the time I'm no more joking. I'm serious. And you see, we are ending 2015. Nobody knows what is in 2016. God himself is preparing you for a new life in a new year. I said a new life in a new year. And you are going to be a different boy, a different girl from that time in Jesus' name. The best time to give your life is when you are young. Why? Because you cannot teach an old dog new tricks. When the tree is old, it cannot be bent. It has to be broken or bent. Do you want to be broken or bent down? No. This is the time where you can bend. God can speak to you gently and nicely. Are you glad that he's speaking to you gently and nicely? Tenderly, gently, softly, Jesus is calling. There's a song like that, yes. He's calling for you and he's calling you softly and tenderly. This is the softly and tenderly. There's another way. Fire will be burning you. You'll be saying, Jesus. Yes. So I want to give you one of my books that I'm expecting you to read. It's called How You Can Become a Strong Christian. How You Can Become a Strong Christian. Amen. How You Can Become. Give them. Huh? Do you want to become a strong Christian? Yes. Hold this book. Every day read it. Even when you read it, you don't understand. Hold it. Read it. Every day. Don't let it go. Read every day. Read from it. From now till December 2016. This is your book. Read it for 1 year. You will by all means become a strong Christian. I didn't give it to you to read it tomorrow. You are reading it from now till next year. And you will see that you become a strong Christian. Lift up your book. Let me pray for you. Father, everyone who is holding this book is turning into a strong Christian. I pray for them. I fight for their souls. I thank you that some of them will even be shepherds and pastors. Commit them into your hand. I thank you for your blessing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources,